been waiting too long. So I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. Know we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Heard we the best, but I ain't the one that got sit brown. Holy water, watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to another edition of Brown Holy Water. It's your boy, Handsome Lot, in the building. Excuse my voice, I'm coming down with a little cold. I'm getting over a cold, so it's coming in and out. It's a little choppy, but y'all can hear me. I know what's going on. Pause. Nothing but honey lately, baby. Team in the building, let's go. Introduce yourself. Sorry for the little slow delay, but we got a nice show for y'all. Today's the hot seat, if y'all don't know. Danny's prepared, she's ready. But everybody introduce themselves before we start off.
Y'all already know what it is. Your boy Black Success. We sipping Yave, committing sins. Gressy and Twin for the win. You know what I mean? My car sitting on 22s, man. I like, you know what I mean? Serious. You're getting real money, man. Serious. You're getting real money.
No, yeah, match.
Y'all talk.
I didn't even fucking practice.
You know what I mean? You're getting real money out here, man.
Yo, yo, it's Auntie Tanya. It's Bad Girl Tanya. I'm here in the building.
It's your favorite tomboy, Danny, a.k.a. Georgie. Whatever y'all want to call me today.
Danny was real dog shit, son.
It's an elephant in the room.
I don't know,
it's
y'all.
It's tense inside this motherfucker.
I don't know what she thought was going to happen. I thought this was all funny games on this hot seat. She came dressed like, oh. Yo,
you know, she got the Mary J look right now.
Facts,
you know what I mean?
Son. Be no, happy. That's what she said.
No more drama. Going down today. So.
Yo, before we get to the hot seat, though, we're going to start off with a little choppy. We're on topic. We're going to talk some shit about, you know, relationship shit, basically. I'm trying to get the real definition of a provider, basically, like in a household. Like, basically, like, if you're splitting if a man's splitting the bills with his woman, 50-50, could he be technically labeled as a provider? Or nah. So,
Say, yeah, motherfucker. Okay. He's provided. What the fuck?
He's only provided half, but.
I mean, half is still provided. I mean, assistance is assistance. You know what I mean? If I pass you the ball and you get the layup, there's a check mark on your point column, there's a check mark on my assistant, on my assist column. You understand? A lot of people is out here paying 100% of everything. They pay for everything. Light, gas, rent, shoes, groceries, everything. You understand? Who won't appreciate dividing by two? Like, what the fuck? Did we all go to math or what? Who the fuck? Like, what are we talking about right now?
Man? So he's still a divider. I mean, a provider. So the female is a provider also then. Then the man can't never say he's like, I'm the provider of this household and she's the nurturer. It should be 50-50 all around?
It's a team. But at the end of the day, he's leading the way. That's it.
How?
He's leading the way. You have to provide for your kids. That's who you provide for. If I'm paying 100% for any female to fucking live, don't tell me nothing. Don't tell me where am I going. Don't tell me what time to come home. Don't ask me why other chicks text me. Don't tell me nothing.
Because you paid the cost to be the boss?
I paid the cost to be the boss. You don't have no rights then. That's why you have to pay. You have to put up. Who the fuck want to live for fucking free and you're a grown adult? What the fuck are you doing all day? Where you working? Where your check going? Back. Come on, man. Don't get me tight out.
Danny.
Gressy and Twin for the win.
What was the question again?
What
is a provider and is 50-50?
Basically, could a man call himself a provider if he's paying half the bills with his shorty?
I believe so. They're both providers. I mean, if they're both taking care of the household, then they're both providers. It doesn't matter if you're contributing something. And I mean, it really depends on what the, it could be 50-50, but the responsibilities can be completely different on how they do it. So, you know, I feel like you're both a provider. He could still be a provider. Doesn't matter. He's contributing to something.
Adele said, how is he leading the way if you're splitting 50-50? Because Adele, if somebody slapped the shit out you, hopefully go get your man. You know what I mean? Tanya, go ahead. Gressy and Twin for the win.
Unfortunately, we all got the same opinion today. But I think he is a provider. But I just want to add that paying bills is just not just the only thing you can provide for somebody. You're providing protection, you're providing guidance, you're providing security. There's a whole bunch of other things he can do other than just simply pay a bill to call yourself, to call himself, oh, I provide, I pay all your bills. You know, there's more things that need to go into a relationship to make a relationship work. I mean, paying bills is a big responsibility, but there are people who don't pay their bills and still got other problems. Mm-hmm. People who pay their bills and still have other problems that they need dealt with and they actually need help with. So 50-50 is just the economical standpoint because we are in New York. Cost of living is high as shit. We got different challenges we face. Not all of us make $100,000, even though Instagram and Facebook might tell you that we all don't make that shit. And the cost of living in New York needs at least $100 to $150 to live comfortably. And we're not talking lavishly, we're talking about just comfortably. Right. So if you're gonna be in a household with somebody, you're gonna have, if you're gonna put ego and bravado in front of it just to say, just to give, just to have titles run your whole show, it could affect your quality of life. That's what we focusing on. So if a man comes and say, listen, it's easier for both of us if we go, whether it's half and half, 70-30, 60-40, whatever you want to provide bills-wise, so we can both have a certain quality of life. But he's still a provider because he's providing other things other than a paycheck. But she's a provider also because she's also contributing. So.
But a lot of them are saying that those are roommates if you go 50-50.
Yeah, but supposedly. All right, so what's the difference between a roommate and your partner besides your partner that's paying half besides sex?
That's it.
Like, what's the difference?
A roommate, you just ain't fucking.
So your partner and... So they basically is a roommate. You just fucking your roommate.
No. It's not the same thing. Listen, a roommate is a... You know, you couldn't afford to stand on your... You see, my thing is this. Can you afford to live alone? Yes or no? And then if that answer is yes, you could afford to live... How could you not appreciate 50% or... That's the part I don't get. If someone could explain that to me...
You can't even... Sometimes you don't see a roommate.
Huh?
Like, sometimes you don't even acknowledge your roommate.
Right.
Y'all go to your room.
Y'all doing different things.
The difference between it is your roommate has their privacy and you have your privacy. When you have a partner, you can run around butt naked. You can do whatever you want to do in your household. Right. You have all the... Like, you could do whatever you want. Facts. That's the difference.
And with a partner, you have mutual goals. Facts. You're working towards mutual goals, hopefully a bigger crib, more money, more assets. But my thing is, if a lot of women are bragging that women are more educated than men, women mm-hmm. are holding more managerial positions than men, making more money than men, then where's your money going that you want to do to pay for everything? What are we doing with your money? What are we doing with that? Where do those funds go?
And my thing with the whole just roommate title that people put on it, it's like, it comes. The real issue I have is when people start talking about what people supposed to do. Now, the people who usually say men are roommates are the ones who say men are supposed to do XYZ. But if you're going to take it all the way traditional, you can't say you're a modern woman. You can't be a modern woman who wants a traditional man. You need to be a modern woman who wants a modern man or a traditional woman who wants a traditional man. So if you want your man to be traditional, you got to be traditional too. You got to be willing to be like, okay, well, I'll cook, clean, not go to work, and take care of the kids. The average woman who is saying, oh, I'm so educated,
and
oh, I make so much money, whatever.
And shut the fuck up. Lucy wasn't talking crazy. She wasn't talking crazy.
Like I'm saying, if you want your man to be so traditional, you have to be willing to be a traditional woman.
Yeah, and your father got to pay for the wedding. Whoever he is, wherever he is, your father got to pay. If he ain't around,
that's
your uncle
got to
pay.
You got to decide what do you want. Yeah. If you want a traditional man, say you gonna want to be a traditional woman. If you want to be a modern woman,
this ain't the Bible. You can't pick sins you're gonna commit and which sins are not sins. No, sin is sin, motherfucker. That's
it. If you want to be a modern woman, we are living in a different climate and a different time. I mean, yeah, ideally, I think every man would love the love to be able to know his woman is not stressed, know his woman is not working, know he can take care of everything and just. And nobody has to worry. I'm pretty sure every guy wants that. But let's be real, motherfuckers. We are in New York. We got shit we got to deal with every single day. And cost of living is doing nothing but going up. Mm-hmm. So if cut your ego and stop putting so many rules on shit.
If your girl watch reality TV, break up immediately, dog. That shit fuck my game up, dog. They think this whole shit is about brunches and shit. And motherfucking pools. These motherfuckers is fucked up, man. For real, these motherfuckers is fucked up, man. Danny, how your girl don't want to help you, dog?
Danny,
how you
gonna answer
your
question?
How you love me and you don't want to help?
Big fact.
How you love me and you don't want to help? How you want to build big a family fact. And you don't want to help? You want to have my child, but you don't want to help?
Facts. Quite honestly, I don't
think,
understand
you
that
think
either.
Cooking and cleaning is equal to working a hard-ass job and paying all the bills? Well, let's switch positions then. Cause I know how to cook my dance. I know how to do the soap, babe. Fuck out of here.
Well, I mean, if she's contributing to the household and she's taking care of the household or whatever, at least she's contributing something. I'm not saying that I agree with that way.
There's
but
no
she's,
house without him.
But there's no house without him. Yeah, he's her. Providing, but she's taking care of it. You're not going to want to go. You're not going to want to work.
He has money. He could pay for somebody to take care of him.
But it's not always that. He might not have that much money for somebody to pay for his what's name. He might just.
Or he might not have that much money for your ass to stay home.
Understandable. But what I'm saying is if you're staying home and you're contributing, if you're taking care of the kids, if you're cooking, if you're making sure he has a home-cooked meal, if you're making sure. How is that not
That's
enough?
Not enough. Because I'm going to show you something.
Okay.
Preach, you ready? You know what? I wasn't gonna do this today, but fuck it, I got time. Listen, I'm gonna break this down to you. Imagine a guy making $200,000. He drives a very nice car. Let's say he's sitting on 22s. He call his car Twin, right? Now, you got this guy making $200,000. He got a nice car. He got a nice crib. He got a curved TV. Sounds familiar, but act like you don't know him. He got a curved TV. Nice crib. It's nice. He can see the Brooklyn Bridge from his crib. Now, he's living free. He could just do what he want. Fuck all the women he want. He don't have no fucking issues whatsoever. No stress. Hang up on whoever. Turn off his phone. Go to vacation whenever he fucking want. So now you're telling me this guy living this good life, fucking all the bitches he want, possibly, right?
Possibly.
You want him to give this shit up and say, hey, I'm only going to deal with you, and I'm going to pay for you to live for free, pay for you to drive, pay for you to travel, pay for you to eat, pay for you. Why is he exchanging this life to be with one person that's not contributing to the life? He's
that's
actually
not what
losing.
That's what we're talking about,
though.
It's
not
what we were talking about. It's not the same
we're
thing.
We're talking about a roommate or a partner. We're talking about, this is why a lot of people are single. People don't want to be your partner, dog.
Okay.
They don't want to be your partner. He don't want to pay for everything and have you stay in the house, cook it, and make it eggs. Like, that's some hard shit. They got egg whites now. All you do is pour it. It's 3 minutes. It's 3 minutes. You know what I mean? That's why people single. Take your glasses off. You single too, right? Talk to us about that shit.
Yo, don't
Where's
come
your
for that.
Partner?
Save that energy.
All right.
Keep it.
I got time today.
Keep it, because
I got
some
jalapeno hot seat. Keep Shout it. Out to Yave. What's up? Gressy and Twin for the win.
Gressy, keep that energy.
For the
that
win.
Energy, Gressy.
Okay. Stay up there.
Yo, why do y'all think a majority of women believe that men aren't men if they can't financially lead them? Get out of time. You was kind of quiet. You start that. Like, we ain't real men if we can't financially lead them.
Just kind of the whole I want to go two ways with this. Just the confusion of the traditional modern thing. Like, traditionally the man leads the house, traditionally the man provides. I grew up in that house. My stepmother never worked. Well, my dad made her stop working and she became a full-time housewife. She took care of the kids, cook, clean, all that shit. Balances, books, and all of that. But, like, modern times, we still have these things, we still have these traditions that come from back in the day, and we learned them growing up, and we see them in books real all the time, but family style has changed because lifestyle has changed. And a lot of us don't want to adapt to the change of the family style. I mean, I grew up in a traditional house, but I'll never spit on 50-50. I'll never be like, I only want a nigga who could pay all my bills.
Mm-hmm.
even though that's what I grew up in, even though that's what I witnessed my entire life, you know, because I understand I grew up and I'm in a different time. I'm talking
finance
about...
Finance was a big difference back then, too.
I'm almost fucking 30. We're talking about 3 decades ago, my dad was doing certain things. We 3 decades ahead. We got different shit we got to do. It also my whole different country also. So you got to understand that you're living in a different time and things have modernized and you need to stop with the whole...
This is to the women, right? You talking to the women.
You know, they always accuse me of being a fucking pick me. But you just got to grow up. Point blank, period. You just got to grow up.
Danny?
What the fuck? What was the question?
Danny, you got to get focused.
Yeah, you
right?
keep doing
you
know that's the second time.
About. We're talking about roommates, partnership. That's
you asked
what
the
we
question.
Are talking about.
Why do women act like a man is not a man if he can't financially lead them?
Danny. Because men want certain things and they want to be treated like men. They want to be treated like royalty. They want to be treated like kings, but they're not out here acting like kings. So
this
in order for you...
is a question to
what
the
is,
women.
What is acting like a king? Just yeah. to clarify so that we know if we are or not one.
Yeah.
Acting like a king means being, like, not waited on, but basically... us tending to your all your needs, everything that you need, basically just putting you on a pedestal.
So let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. If he doesn't pay all the bills, mm-hmm. if y'all go 50-50, what are the benefits? What does he get?
He still would be treated like a king because he's contributing.
Okay.
We're talking about if he did.
I'm trying to show the difference here. So mm-hmm. if you pay 50-50, what does he get?
He gets what he gets treated like a king.
He gets sex. He gets
love.
He gets dick rub. He gets a hot plate of food. He still gets to
stuff.
Argue with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. If he pay 100%, what does he get?
Same thing.
The fuck? Yeah, I'm going to take 50%. What the fuck would I pay 100 for? And this is what I'm saying. Women don't
but
know
see,
what they talking
but
about.
But you can't say that
love
because...
Love hip-hop done fucked up.
You can't say
you
that.
See, Danny done stole her little cable, so she only got VH1. She got ESPN. You know what I mean? You see her playing basketball and shit. There's a lot of channels that don't work. You know what I mean? So she's really limited to what she could see. You got to see further, ma. You got to see further Jalapeno Sundays.
You finished?
You know what I mean? Gressy and Twin for the win.
You finished?
But you wasn't answering my question.
But your question was about roommates, right? And
about why is he not a man if he can't?
Yeah, provide? why do like majority of women believe that men aren't men if they can't financially lead?
I can't answer that question because I don't feel that way. I don't feel like men aren't men because they can't financially lead. You don't know what their situation is. So I can't really answer that question for you because I don't believe that your financial status determines whether you're a man or not.
I like that answer. That was good. You saved yourself.
I saved your hairline. Shut up.
Black guy.
Tell
the women about themselves. Tell them about themselves.
Tell the men about themselves.
Yeah. No, it's about the women right now.
We're talking about the women right now. I'm going to get to the dudes,
yes,
too.
Yes, we asked about the women.
I'm
going
to get to the dudes, too, because,
talk about the men who use 50-50 as an excuse to not work harder.
Okay, got you. Okay,
how about that?
I'll address that. And to be honest, like I said.
What do you mean work harder towards what?
Okay, so there's the... It's hard, 50-50 helps, but then there's the, I don't need to work harder, I'm comfortable in my zone, I can make as much because I'm getting 50 from her, without the push to get a little bit more out of yourself.
Okay, let me, I think I got this. Let me get on my damn Vegeta, bro.
Oh my gosh.
So, the only way it could work, this is just from my experience, this is the only way I believe it could work when you're trying to join forces with somebody. Both parties have to stand on their own. You have to be out of your mommy house. You got to be out of whatever you're doing. You got to be adulting already. You can't be in mommy house hoping somebody get you from mommy house, put you in a house that got a mortgage at the bank, yank out every first of the fucking month, and you not doing nothing too. And vice versa. He can't be coming from mommy house where he paying $100 a fucking month and then he jump out the window and then y'all try to... No, y'all both got to be adulting on your own so you could appreciate what 50% off mean. Because I think a lot of people are overshadowing 50% off.
Facts.
Divide by two is crazy. When you go to a Louis Vuitton store, if they say, you know what, just give me half, you're going to faint. You're going to be, what the fuck? Only half you want today? What the fuck? Dead ass. Mm-hmm. You're going to be mad happy.
Yeah, they acting like half ain't shit.
You
know what I mean?
So if you're saying 50% off the cost of living, your cost of living is divided by two? Motherfucker, you is tripping.
Facts.
You is tripping. You hear me? Before I met Sushi, I ain't going to tell you how much I was paying. I was paying mad shit. You know what I mean? And then I just showed her a calculator. This is calculator, baby. Look, you're going to press divide and then two. That's what you owe. You owe this.
No, but I agree. Like, it's a whole different ballgame when you're really out there, really on your own. And not even on your own with a roommate, as in on your own, you fucking own. Like, I live by myself. I live with a roommate.
That's true. A lot of people don't need to experience that right
now. Everything in my house is in my name.
You got to know the
struggle. So when I tell you somebody comes to me, it's like, if Nico comes and Makisha moving 50% off, I was like, let's fucking do it.
First of all, y'all worried about the finances and you don't even know how it is to live with somebody. Like,
that is
that's
true.
The hard part. Like, that the finances true. Ain't shit. It's
people
like people live
that.
Differently.
People mm-hmm. are sacrificing liking you.
I don't
people,
like
people
I
are
never
sacrificing
could dip.
Sexual pleasure. They're mm-hmm. sacrificing liking you. They're sacrificing whether or not they're even attracted
they're settling
to you.
That fact.
Because
they
you're
need
providing.
The help. You need the
cost
help.
Of living.
You're yeah. providing.
You need the
all
help.
All them standards will go right
but
out the fucking window.
I don't know. Even if I,
a lot
I
of people
figure
do
it out. I, a lot of people do. I guess they do it. But me personally, I can't do that. I can't because I don't know how you live at the end of the day. I never could do a roommate.
But even if you was, mm-hmm. not to cut you off, even mm-hmm. if you was in a relationship, you know that relationship is basically done. You would drag that shit out because you know you can afford to be mm-hmm. on your own.
Some people do
so
that.
You'll just sit and drag a bad relationship out because you can't afford
men,
to live on your
a
own.
A lot of men
shit.
Cheat on their girlfriends and be like, she ain't going nowhere. She can't go nowhere.
Yeah.
I hear a lot. I've heard men say that.
Because y'all don't
go nowhere.
Because y'all don't want to work. Y'all want a man to provide.
Got
to
make scrambled
how
legs.
Could you? So that's why the actual men that are out there that are cheating continue cheating. Why would I be faithful to somebody that can't go nowhere? You don't work. You don't know how to have money management.
And
you can't save. You only have what I give you.
And I see your point.
You're a child.
And you know. And you
you're
know
a,
what?
You're a child.
Like, that is a good. That's a great point.
The
that's
fact
a great point. And
nowhere.
That's why I couldn't let somebody just have 100%. Because number one, you got power over me, and now
that's
it's like
child.
That. So when I
that's
need money, you
kids.
Have the you could be like, no, I don't want to give it to you. So
yeah.
Now I'm broke because I'm waiting for you to give me something just because you have the power?
You're a
hell
child.
No.
If 50-50
hell
make you
no.
roommates, then 100% make you
a
child. Shut the fuck up.
Mm. Put on a shirt.
Go to your room. Go to your room.
Put
on a shirt.
Dressing your twin for the win, baby. I ain't fucking playing with y'all.
Put
today.
It on a shirt.
Put it on a shirt. That's a fact.
If 50-50 make you roommates, then 100% make you a child.
Go to your room.
Boss.
Fact. Go to your room. Shut up.
Damn, bro.
Shut up. This is why so much single woman is sleeping with somebody, man, because you don't care. You don't care. We're going to get to that a little
you
bit.
You got shots.
But you don't care all day.
All
you know,
day.
Sunday, I on my
you
shit.
Got shots.
I mean, we're going to be on our shit.
You got to come up with something better because that single shit is getting played out.
Oh, we gonna get to that just a little bit.
We gonna get to that in a little bit, but
phone lines gonna open up and everything.
Yeah, before we switch topics, you know what I'm saying? Anybody got anything last closing remarks on this topic, real quick?
Take your discount, sis, and shut up.
Take your discount. Just do what you gotta do, and provide as well, and be a contribution to what mm-hmm. the situation is, and even take the discount. Like, you don't want nobody to say nothing to you, then do what you gotta do, so nobody
facts.
Can't check you, nobody can't clock your money, nobody can't tell you no. Do what the fuck you gotta do.
Mm-hmm. Wrong and strong is a disease, and you look real stupid saying no to 50% off and then paying 100. So maybe you failed math, you know, you know, and that's okay. You know what I mean? Wrong and strong make you look stupid. Don't listen to anybody else. Well, these chicks telling you, oh, nah, a man's supposed to do that. A man's supposed to do that. And you supposed to have abs. You see how the world works?
However,
okay.
Well, there are a lot of men who exist who are also against 50-50. And they do believe that they should provide. And there are a lot of men I know personally who provide for their women.
That's true.
And they take care of them.
How do they
for
act?
For the women in those situations.
They do it.
How do they act?
Do not fuck that shit up. And I don't mean it in terms of losing
him. But how do they
him.
Act?
I mean in terms of now you have more money coming towards your way. You have more of your own money. Start a business. Do some shit. Set some shit up for yourself. Show this man that even though I ain't got nothing coming out of pocket going towards the bills, I am a person who is resourceful. I am fruitful. And I am actually a fucking asset. Even though I'm not paying the rent, I'm still an asset to you.
Keisha Keo.
Flip that shit into a couple
million.
Flip
your bread, right?
Dude, show him, even if, not to really show him, but at least be an asset to the situation. So you won't be someone who's easily cut.
Yeah.
Don't let him think, okay, if I tell this bitch get out, she can go out and fall on her ass. Do not be that girl who goes to the door and falls on
and
your
put,
ass.
And put that same
use that
energy.
Situation to your advantage as well.
And put that energy towards vegetables and the gym. You gotta have your vegetables. You gotta go to the gym. It's a very good thing. You understand? Men usually cheat because you're unhealthy. So they know you're not gonna be here
that's
for a long
men,
time.
That's what men all right? Do.
Be healthy. Be here.
He's so annoying.
Be healthy. Drink water. You don't gotta drink Coca-Cola all day, Pepsi all day. Drink water.
You taking a lot of shots, Nick Cannon. You taking a lot of shots.
Let's get it, man. We in our bag today, man. Gracie and Twit for the win. Straight up.
What happened?
Leave
the freak alone, man. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was the first segment. Now we get into our second segment. If y'all don't know, it's the third Sunday of every month. We starting this jalapeno hot seat. Yeah, and today, your girl, Danielle. A.K.A. Danny. A.K.A.
My real name.
Your
my
favorite tomboy. Yeah, we'll throw all your
my
names out.
Yeah.
A.K.A. Prince. I'm going to give you the good intro. I want you to have everything. Yeah. Today is her day for the jalapeno hot seat. Yeah. So the phone lines are open. It is 516-900-2278. We're going to be asking her questions, and y'all can ask her whatever the fuck y'all want. You could be anonymous, or you could say your name. All right?
It's all up to you, gangster.
So the hot seat has now begun. Who would like to spark the first
Black
question?
Black been waiting. Let him go.
Black success.
Let's get it.
Make sure your hat is on.
Ladies and gentlemen. Please, ladies and gentlemen, share.
Your hat is stupid already. Please, adjusted. Please, wait. It's not even straight.
Ladies and gentlemen, please share. Excuse my voice again. Ladies and gentlemen, share. And call up if you have questions for Dan. You can ask anything you want. She has to answer. And if she don't answer, she has to take a shot of the Yave jalapeno tequila.
Yeah.
All right? Our plan is to get her drunk. We want her not to answer as many questions as possible. Let's go. We need her drunk. Come up with all the fucked up questions you want. All right? Black started it. It's Danny time.
Yeah.
No shades. They got to see your eyes
gotcha.
When you lying.
Gotcha.
Let's go, Black. Start it off. Dang, kick it off.
Tell us about the first time you caught an STD.
What?
Tell us about the first time you caught an STD.
I didn't catch
get a shot
STD.
Ready. Get a shot
I
ready.
Never, no, I never caught an STD. What are you talking?
Put a shot. No,
come
no, on,
I never caught an STD.
Hold on, take that. You too old not to catch one.
No,
you too
I'm
old.
Not.
You too old not.
Everyone got one.
I'm burning right now, mama. Burning right now. Yo, take that shot.
I'm not taking that shot.
Oh, no, that's a real question.
Right,
that's it?
Yeah, that's a real answer.
All right, that's all right. All right, we got a question from the phone lines real quick. Let's go.
Really pouring my shot.
Come on, question from the phone line.
Oh, wait,
line.
I got it.
You ready?
Yo, who that is?
Brown Holy Water, what's your question for Danny?
Come on.
Let's go. What's your question?
Hey, Danny, let me ask you a question.
I'm listening.
You single, Kanye single. I got $10,000, six pair of Jordans, and a Slurpee for you. What we doing? The three of us.
Nothing.
That's a lot.
$10,000. I could buy my own sneakers. I got enough in the bank. We ain't doing nothing. Come on.
Yeah, that was a weak question. All right, y'all. Close that out. Let's go. Tanya, you want to go?
Would you ever consider a same-sex relationship?
No.
Why?
Because I like penetration. And so, same-sex relationship, like, I feel like I feel like we're on the same plane. Like, I wouldn't, I don't think that I could respect her as like a mate or something like that. No, I couldn't.
That sounds like a question for you, per se. Like, in case
that's
you're
how
single.
That's how Hot Seat is coming.
That was weird.
But a same-sex relationship, nah.
So you won't be licking pussy, is basically what you're saying.
No.
You don't have to lick pussy if you...
Okay.
But she's talking about a relationship, so...
So what would she be doing in
I'm talking about messing around. I'm talking about you actually have a relationship with a girl.
Yeah, I can't see myself being in a relationship with a girl.
Hold on one second. So if she's not eating pussy, what's she doing during the relationship?
You do know now because you're with a girl, you both eat pussy. You know they're... Anyway.
Now, sometimes you don't. All right, hold on. We got another question from the phone. Yeah, from the call lines.
We'll get to that in a
Brand
second.
Holy Water, what's your question for Danny?
Yeah, my question is she like Queen's Flip podcast or Brown Holy Water better?
That's a good question, though.
I love Brown Holy Water. That is like, that's my team. I'm loyal to Brown Holy Water. Mm.
Good question, though. Mm. You got a jab in the eye.
Yo, I'll cut on that one.
All right, so it's my turn to shoot a question. Have you ever ate ass before?
No.
No? Huh?
No.
Damn, that was strong.
Too quick.
That was strong.
That was fast.
All right, Black, go.
Do you feel like you have good sex?
Yes.
So why are you single? Why isn't the sex keeping the people that you like?
Because their sex ain't keeping me. Like,
ooh, child.
Like, first of all, the reason why is because sex doesn't determine a relationship. That's just a part of a relationship. And y'all have to be on the same wavelength or the same, the same level to get there. So if y'all are on the same level, then y'all could talk about it. Mm. If I'm not there or if the other person isn't there, then what?
That was good. You on your shit today.
What? You asked me a question.
Hold on, we got a question from the phone lines. Brown Holy Water, what's your question for Danny?
Hey, Danny. Did you ever have a threesome?
Hey, never.
That's a lie. Take a fucking shot. You asked that too fast.
I never had a threesome before.
Mad defensive.
That was a good question.
No, I never had a threesome.
All right.
That was a defensive.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
She lying. I'm
your
not
question.
Lying.
She Go.
Lying. I don't trust it.
You got a question?
Because I answered too
what
fast.
What was the reason you broke up with your last boyfriend thingy? A good reason. No, not a he wasn't shit. Like, I need a good,
I wasn't
deep,
say
nice
shit.
Oh,
shit.
He cheated. Yeah, nice one. Yeah,
nice
one.
Deep. We need details on this.
Or you could take a shot.
I'm going to take a little shot because I'm going to tell half the story. I'm not even going to lie. So I'll take half of this shot.
Make sure it's shorter than that story we heard last week.
The reason why we broke up is because we reached a point where we weren't on the same level. And one of us was growing a little bit faster than the other person. So it caused a lot of friction because some people have issues with growing and some people are afraid of change. So when one person is growing and when one person is growing at one speed and another person is growing at another speed, then it could cause friction.
So you were the one growing?
Maybe. Maybe not.
That's the other half of the shot, no?
That was what I'm saying.
Like, ain't no maybe, yeah.
Ain't no maybe, sis. Yes or no?
Yes, yes or no.
Hey,
you gotta take a shot, no plan. Pull another one.
Yeah, let me put that.
I have a question. Have you ever had sex with two different men and found out they was friends? Knew each other?
No.
So none of your sexual partners know each other?
They know each other.
Didn't ask the question.
No, but they weren't friends. Like, I'm from the projects. So
I've you sleep dated, with the projects?
No, I've dated more than one person from the projects. They know each other, but they don't cross paths or nothing like that. Like, it was a situation where I was with somebody and then we stopped dealing with each other and then I started dealing with somebody else. They don't hang. They don't, you know what I mean? It ain't nothing.
But they say what up and pass.
Yeah. That's it.
Gotcha.
But it I fucked her. Yo, I fucked her too. I don't have those situations.
Okay, Black.
Gotcha. Would you consider being in an interracial relationship? Why or why not? And if so,
God damn.
With who? What's your
part
what's
A, B,
your,
and C.
What's your type?
And interracially?
Yes.
Yes, I would be in an interracial relationship. My type.
You want like Pakistan dick? You want white
it's
boy
like
dick?
It's like Paul Walker. Like an interracial would be like Paul Walker, like that type of.
You want like the blue eyed, like the dude that put the gel in his shit.
Like a jock.
Yeah, like a one of the beach dudes that you think.
But it depends. It depends because like I have a crush on Robert Downey Jr.
Ooh, he's.
You know what I mean? I like older asshole white guys. Oh, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
yo, you Hugh Jackman shit, because I love him.
Would you let Trump grab you by the pussy then?
What the fuck? I said I like, Trump is not even in my, he's nowhere near attractive.
She like cokeheads.
Oh, gotcha. Wow. Oh, gotcha.
I guess so. Robert Downey Jr. could be whatever he is, but he's Iron Man at the end of the day.
All right, we got a call from the viewers. Brown Holy Water, what's your question for Danny? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's your question for Danny?
Yeah, well, I just want to say, Danny, I think you're a really deep person. I love that you bring it every week. So
thank you.
I want to ask you a deep question.
Okay.
But maybe it's for the rest of the team to answer for you.
Okay.
I heard this the other day. If you're in a room and all your exes are in the room, men and women, because apparently there's women too, what would be the nicest thing they have to say about you and your ability to be in a relationship, and what's the worst part about you in a relationship?
Well, I'm fucking dope, but the greatest thing they would say about me is I'm a good girlfriend, and I'm loving, I guess, and I'm loyal. And the bad thing they would say about me is I'm stubborn, I'm hard-headed, and I do what I want to do.
And you're not submissive. You left that part.
And you over-communicate.
Could
and
be
you,
that too.
And you're a Zodiac believer.
I guess all of that.
We got other shit to add in case you.
All right, thanks
I
for the call.
But I over communicate so that you understand. Because when I act like an asshole, I act like an asshole. So I need you to understand why I'm acting like an asshole. I communicated everything. So if you're not understanding at this point when I act like an asshole, I don't want to hear nothing.
I feel you, Danny.
So.
Gotcha.
I feel you.
Let's keep it going.
Question?
Let's keep it going.
Let's
got,
go.
We got more questions.
Oh damn! Mental block. What's one thing you like about everybody at the table, and it's one thing you, I won't say dislike, but it's not like the person's like best quality. Everybody at the table.
Don't
talk about black outfits. It's a black. His outfits ain't all that.
You can take a shot if you don't want to answer.
I can answer.
Oh shit.
Black,
you don't want to know.
One thing I like about you is no, it's not your smile, bro. Damn. It's not your smile. One thing I like about you is even though you know you hide things behind comedy, you make sense for the most part. One thing I dislike about you is the fact that you wear your hats like Nick Cannon. I can't stand it.
That's a fact, though.
Yeah. Tanya. One thing I like about you is it's not your titties.
Mm-hmm.
titties for me.
Daniel.
Oh, you can't give it?
No.
Wow, Daniel.
Wow.
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 Wow. Wow. Wow. Wow. Wow.
Well, damn. I thought I was a likable person.
Yeah, you still thinking? What the fuck? Yo,
y'all
drink
caught
up.
Me
you
up.
Drink
right.
up.
No.
You trying to
yo, shit.
It's like a creative player right now.
Just say her titties and go ahead and move on.
No, nah, she do have nice titties. She do have nice titties. Yeah, all right, one thing I like about you is your titties.
That don't count because you say that doesn't.
Yeah. She tried to double
what you. What you don't like about her?
She throws shade.
I do not.
One thing I like about you, La, is you don't care what comes out of your mouth. Even
pause.
If it's
pause.
Not.
Pause.
Even if it's not politically correct. One thing I don't like about you is you say whatever comes out of your mouth, even if it's not politically correct.
That was two of the same things. But
it was.
Cool.
That's what they usually hate me for.
That's what it is. You ain't
love me, hate me for the same
all?
Thing. Nah.
His ears is not in that?
Nah. I just have little
shit
ears.
Is huge, but no.
Wow. That shit
I don't even pay attention to his ears until y'all bring attention to it.
Wow. All right, hold on. We got another call on the line. Brown Holy Water, what's your question for Danny? Oh.
Wow.
It's a flashback.
They got you back.
Oh, shit.
They got both the girls. This ain't going on right here. Somebody got beef
yo,
with
they
them,
boot
bro.
Right, yo,
shoot your shot Sunday, son. This
next question.
Okay.
Next question. All right, it's my question. Do you see yourself getting married?
Yes. Before, I didn't. Before, I always said that I would never, ever get married. Like, everybody do that. I'm never getting married. I'll be in a long relationship, but I'm not getting married. But now...
Yeah, how long?
What do you mean?
Like, time frame. Next 5 years, 10 years?
I don't know. It's no time frame on it.
Yeah,
so you'll get married, like, at 70 if the right nigga came
I
along?
I won't get married. That's, I'll wow. be married before that.
You don't never
it don't,
know.
It don't just happen
you never
like
know.
That, just to let you know.
You can meet a nigga at bingo night,
yeah.
67 years old.
I'm
yeah,
good.
I picked the same number, digging the ball for the lottery at the same time.
I do see myself getting married, though.
Okay. Okay, Black, it's on you.
Next question. Does a man have to have a job, a stable job, in order to talk to Danny and have a chance?
Yes.
Why?
She has 2 kids. Sorry.
Yes, I have 2 kids. I am...
It's not his responsibility.
Listen, it's not his responsibility.
Okay.
They're very well taken care of by
right.
their parents. Right. So, because I have a job and I have responsibilities, and when you are an adult, you should have a job and you should be taking care of responsibilities. At some point in life, you have to be responsible.
And that's perfect. And this is why everyone should do 50-50. You see what you just fucking said?
Boy,
this is why you should do 50-50.
All right, yo, we got
you're
another caller, yo. Let's get to the next caller. Brown Holy Water, what's your question for Danny?
Yo, it's your boy Shoes, man.
Shoes.
Hey, Shoes.
What up, boy?
What's happening?
What's good? What's good? What you got for Danny?
Danny, I want to know how many bodies you got.
Ooh.
Ooh, that was a good question.
Take a shot.
I would say, I'm not going to answer you, but I would say that my body count is very low.
You have to give an exact number?
I'm not giving an exact number. I'm taking a shot. Ain't nobody's
good. Yo, good question, Shoe. Take that shot.
First of all, this is a kid.
Thank you, bro.
This is not a shot.
That is a shot.
You are about the wrong shit right now.
That's a shot. Shoot that
shot.
This is not a shot. Take that shot.
Because this is a lie. You don't know what other
people... Yo, take this shot, bro. You're not even driving home.
Yeah, that's like...
Just take that shot, bro.
Come on, man.
Jalapeno, make sure y'all get your jalapeno yave tequila. Don't make no faces. That shit is smooth.
Yeah, we can
shoot it. That's your favorite one.
It is.
Chug a lug. Chug a lemon Bacardi shot.
Yo, I can't drink all of this and I'm going to have to take shots later. Like,
y'all.
Go. Drink a shot.
I'm an amateur.
Drink a shot. There you go. We got another question from the call line before we get to Tanya. Brown Holy Water, what's your question for Danny?
Danny, name the last 5 people you slept with.
Get another shot ready.
Who said I'm not gonna name anybody?
Okay, hold on,
nigga. Go ahead, motherfucker. Name the last 5, he said. Let me move this one out the way.
So you know it's at least 5.
Sorry.
First of all, I can't even name the last 5. Go ahead, hold it.
Yo, good question. Yo, good question. Thank you for calling.
Good question, homie.
They settled her
Tanya,
up.
What's up? That's how you supposed to. With the hot seat. Make her sweat. Nigga Black was over there sweating bullets over there, man. Look, she's taking up the jacket now. All that all black she thought was cute. She over there burning. Her underarms is sweating. Look how sweaty her armpits is. Armpits all sweat. She come over in this Nike Tech catsuit. Tanya, what's up? What you got?
Have you had sex with a girl?
Never.
Tanya trying to fuck. This is crazy. All her questions are trying to fuck.
She don't want you.
She don't want you. Leave it alone.
She just silent on what she likes.
She are not. Hello. She's not
Tanya,
fucking you.
Let me just tell you right ahead of time. I never had a female experience.
Jesus
as gay
Christ.
As I may
and
look,
she don't want one.
She don't want one. Don't matter
where
how much
you go at.
Don't matter how much jalapeno she takes tonight.
Why got you feeling for a lesbian experience?
That's the next. That's next month. Next month. Next month.
Her hot seat is coming.
We gotta talk to you. Nico, stop washing cars.
I never had a female experience, though.
Wow.
And I'm like the gayest looking. I'm like the...
Facts.
The masculine. Listen.
You look like the chick from Martin when I was giving the baby that kicked out.
No, I swear to God.
What's her name, Tony?
No,
Tony!
No funny shit.
Tony,
no funny
Tony,
shit.
Tony, get the fuck out.
Hold on. Time out. No funny shit. I swear to God, I thought about Tony today.
Yeah, you look like Tony, bro.
I was like, nah, I'm going to curl my
get
head.
Get the step
in,
Tony.
Girls popping.
She was thicker. She had a body.
It was fine. Tony, oh, you trying to say I don't have a body?
Girls ask for Danny all the time.
That's a fact.
I'm just letting them know.
Yeah, I never had a female.
Because you trying to shoot your shot on the show, and that's crazy, yo.
Yeah, that's
don't use hot seat to shoot your shot.
You're what? In a relationship.
You're in a relationship.
Yeah, control yourself. Damn, man. You making me go look bad, yo, for real. This shit is crazy, yo.
Get your wig under control, bro.
God damn.
Get your wig under control. Nico, stop playing.
You know what I mean? That's why you gotta go to Haitian.
Nico, you
gotta
learn how to eat peaches better. She over there trying to find girls to eat that thing.
Yeah, you know, it's a different movie.
My question, it's another, I guess it's serious, not serious, but what is the most important characteristic you look for in a man?
That was my question, you little shit.
Well, you didn't send it.
I don't know.
Then take a shot.
No. Because there's a few.
I want the most important one. Like, without this, it's like a deal breaker. He got to be willing to grow.
He has to be willing to grow. Because that's what life is about. It's about growth. So you have to be willing to grow and to be a better you.
Okay. All right, we got another caller.
Bring it in.
Brown Holy Water. What's your question for Danny?
Yeah, I got two questions.
Oh, shit.
All right, be cool. Let's go.
The first one is, I don't know if it was asked before. If you have to give it up to somebody in the room, who would you give it up to?
In the room?
That's who that is.
And who else?
If I had to give it up to anybody in the room, it would be nobody.
Damn.
Nah, you got to answer.
Yeah,
That's my answer.
That's a shot.
That's not a shot. I'm not giving it to anybody.
You got to pick, bro.
Grassy and Twin for the win, man. Come on. Right. We know.
You know what's the next question?
What's the next question?
How many Nova panties you got?
I knew who it was already. I don't have any Nova panties.
But you gotta take a shot for the first question.
That's a fact.
Why? Wow.
You gotta pick choose nobody. Somebody that's or you take a shot.
Hey, culture out.
Take this shot.
There you go.
Who question? Black is your question.
Yeah, I'm gonna wait for her to drink first. I want her to finish that and then I'll
she going for drunk.
Yeah.
Cool. If
pull
there was one
side.
Dude in the Brown Holy Water Facebook group that should slide in your DM, who is that exactly?
Yo, he pulled that shit right.
That's quick. That's a good shot too.
One dude in particular that you're interested in that's in the Brown Holy Water Facebook group, make sure you invite your friends.
Share it.
Who is that? He might not know that you're interested, that you're like, hey, why ain't he shooting?
We got almost 4,000 members. It got to be somebody that caught your eye. He needs to slide in. Who is it?
Who is he? Or you can take a shot.
You can take a shot.
God damn! How you don't want him to know? You don't want him to know? He might be working
it might
shit.
Be the time.
He's doing a double and shit.
It might be the time.
It ain't nobody that. It's nobody in a
it's
group 4, that didn't slide in my DMs yet. Everybody's sliding?
No, everybody.
I'm talking about somebody
sliding.
That you might be. He said somebody you might be interested
you
in that haven't done it yet.
I don't have anybody.
I didn't drink up.
So then I don't have to drink if you said they
it's 4,000 people. We gotta be somebody who look at him like, damn, if he slid it, I would entertain him.
Stop.
It gotta be somebody in 4,000 people. Like, if he slid it, I would entertain his shit.
Yeah, just
say a name.
Say a name or take a shot.
Say his name because he's watching.
He's watching. He's ready.
He's watching right now. And he don't got no work tomorrow. It's a holiday. He want to take you out for
75 people right now watching. Not even late. It's live. Right, niggas live watching you right now.
Go ahead.
Oh, you gonna take the shot?
Say his name, sis.
I'll take the shot.
Damn, why should I want to bust it open for
it
you,
it don't
dog?
Matter.
God damn.
The point is to make us shoot that shot. Take the shot. Let's go.
Crazy, man.
Mike, you're not here. You're on the porch. Chill out.
Yeah, that's a fact. Mike on the porch.
Mike
chill
is
out.
On the porch.
Chill out, Superman.
Hold on,
shoot the shot.
Wait, because I need my chaser.
No, you don't.
Ain't no chaser.
Shoot your shot.
You gotta take the chaser after.
But let me get it. Let me prepare. Right.
Yeah, you
let
it
me
open.
Fucking prepare.
You got another question?
Now I'm getting a question.
Let's go. Shoot it. We ain't got all day.
Yeah, worry up.
Oh, poor Danny.
One more. Don't worry about that. A little bit more.
Toya. For your head back.
Good
job.
Big girl.
Good girl.
Let's go, Tanya. I got a light one for you.
You ready?
Yes.
What's your zodiac compatibility?
Come on.
I'm trying to save you. You've been taking
shots.
You want to
take another one?
What's my zodiac compatibility?
Okay, you're a Libra. How the fuck ever y'all?
Aquarius.
Who is your zodiac compatibility?
Shit.
Aquarius.
And why?
Aquarius?
Yeah, facts.
How How do you know? Like, because you're in Paris. Like, get the fuck out of here. Why?
Just cause.
You know, you got the air sign and moon sign and some other freaking sign and they thing and they this and this person stuff and this nicks it out. I know you know. Yeah. I know you know, nigga. I do. Know you know.
I would say, I would say in Aquarius because I don't know. They just, I don't know. I can't describe it.
She had too much shot, son.
Aquarius. So that's the thing, Aquarius.
I'm trying to think of somebody else.
Funny thing about Aquarius, I'm born January 31st.
I'm January 26th, FYI.
She not fucking you though.
Yo.
Sherry got the hell. Stop.
You're embarrassing, Nico. This is the worst shit. I will fucking break up with you after this. Stop, shit. This is fucking crazy.
Yo, hold on. We got another call on the line. She said Aquarius, man. Brown Holy Water, what's your I know. Brown Holy Water, what's your question for Danny?
It was good. I wanna know, have you ever fucked Mano? And if you didn't,
And you did what?
If you didn't, would you?
Oh, would you?
Okay, that's light. No, I've never fucked Mano, and no, I wouldn't fuck Mano because that's, like, really my brother without being blood.
That's a good question, though.
It is a good question, and I had a feeling somebody was going to ask that, but no, I've never fucked Mano. He's never even made a pass at me, nothing. Like, we're literally, like, family.
Good question, bro.
I wouldn't be around him if it was anything crazy. So that's really like my brother without blood.
I think it's my question now because Tanya just went. I name a life altering regret that you have. You should have sent him.
That was good.
Life a life altering regret. Shoot, just shot. Shoot that shot, man.
At this point, I think Danny wants to get drunk.
Yes, I don't want to get drunk, but that's just,
she don't
want
to get emotional. She don't
want to
cry.
Yeah.
I'm
not going to cry,
I want to see the tears. I would cry if I told my mom I like altering shit. I'm going to cry.
Nah. Wait till y'all see. Go ahead, then.
You know what?
Nah, y'all know I'm an open book. You want to talk about it?
What was it?
Name a life-altering regret. Like, so don't say, somebody stole my bike.
I don't regret anything.
No, it's a regret.
I know. I don't regret anything, but I feel like... investing time in something and it not working out.
That's a broad question.
Yeah. Yeah, I said name in a life. Relationship and it not working
what
out.
What relationship?
You gotta talk about it. That's a regret. Like, yeah. I wish I
never fucked with this nigga.
Not
he's the worst thing in my life.
The outcome.
Nah, it wasn't that crazy.
Then you gotta shoot your shot.
Yeah, just drink.
Take your shot, bro. This is what we need. It's a hot seat. I need you to say names, why you regret the shit, what he did to you, how he broke it, or whatever the case was.
That's a fact.
Good shot. Good question, La. I got Danny spitting, yo. She's swallowing.
Bring the phone.
What? Don't fucking play with me.
Yo, Brown Holy Water, what's your question? You got to shoot that shot, though.
I was trying to
take it. Take it. Brown Holy Water, what's your question?
Yo.
What's your question for Danny?
Yo, it's Dwayne. What's good?
What's up, Dwayne?
D-Wizzy, what up? What's your question for Danny?
I ain't going to lie. Danny look like a freak. Like, Danny, what's up? You like sucking dick?
Excuse me?
Do you like sucking dick?
Do you like sucking dick?
He asked you.
That was kind of harsh.
It's a real question.
It sounded like he
was
into
us. That's an elementary question, too.
That is an elementary question. I mean, if I'm in a situation, that's a part of the process.
No.
Do you like it? Do you enjoy
it? Is that something you look forward to?
Do you enjoy sucking dick? I can't wait till my man get home. I'm going to suck that nigga dick.
In my face and shit.
No, it ain't that serious.
Tanya's on the wrong. Call her butter. Call Tanya butter because Tanya's on the wrong.
She been trying to steal a shot.
Look, here we go.
I'm taking these glasses off.
That shit is crazy.
You know, I'm fine with the
question. So you saying no, you don't enjoy it?
I'm not saying that. That's not what I look for.
No,
like,
I'm saying it's a yes or no question. It's hot seat. Stop dancing.
I don't enjoy it.
So you don't enjoy sucking a nigga dick?
No.
Okay, good. That's a regular yes or no question. That's it. Black, you got another question?
This is This is going a little fast. You know what I mean?
Actually, it's not. It's already.
I'm sorry. I'm hot.
It's already. Hey, look, now she's tripping. That's a hot seat. The hot seat. She's tripping, y'all. Yo, we doing our thing.
Mom out here.
She got the guns out, y'all. The hot seat.
What's up?
This shit is going
Go ahead, Black. You got another question?
So, although you don't like sucking dick, when you do it,
I didn't say I didn't.
You just said that.
No, you said you enjoy it. I didn't say I didn't like it.
Let's say you don't enjoy it.
Yo, what the fuck was that, Daddy? What the fuck was that? You didn't like it, but you enjoyed it?
How often do you allow people to, like, slap you with the pickle before you
First of all, you're not
going to
slap me with the pickle. I'll punch you in your face, knock your teeth out. Like, that's all of that.
And then something.
So you never got slapped in the face with the pickle?
Pickle slapping is
yeah,
nice.
It's a part of sex.
Okay, all right then. So don't
it's
act like
it. It's not your day, Tanya.
Yeah, no. Like, Tanya want to be in this seat so bad.
Yeah, we got to find the most disgusting questions for Tanya.
Yo,
so.
Nico got it.
That shit ain't going to be no fun.
She going to be single, my nigga.
Of course, I eat bitches' asses. That's nothing. Let them shoot the whipped cream back in my mouth. We got to come up with some weird. Yo, the questions with the hot seat got to be weird, sir. I swear.
What's the next question? What's up?
Let's go. You got another question?
You got another question, Tanya? I know you got another question.
Tanya, you got another question?
What's up?
I do not, actually.
I got a question. I'll skip you real quick.
Good.
Because since we already talked about head, have you ever gave head in a public place?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's too easy. Yeah, where?
Where?
But you like it but don't enjoy it? How'd that work?
Like a park?
I didn't say I didn't enjoy
staircase?
It.
Where?
A staircase, park, car, with like... Where you on?
All of the above.
Where you blowing dick at?
All of the
First
above.
First of all, y'all not gonna come at me like that.
This is
where
the
you blowing
seat.
Dick at?
Pause, my nigga.
Talk about where I'm blowing
pause.
Dick at.
Pause, my nigga. You straight?
Just said
you said you said
I'm
you
just
did.
Saying.
So where you suck
I'm
dick
saying,
in public
where?
At?
Y'all asking like double
I'm asking,
questions.
It's a hot
one
seat.
Question. You get one question.
No, you don't, bro. Is that we
you
ask bad questions, son? We ask
questions.
Hot seat.
Have you ever sucked dick in a public place?
All right, now name win. All right, now win.
You're asking another question. It's not your turn.
Yes, it is. I'm the MC of this motherfucker. I'm Michael Jackson.
Black.
Name a place. Name a public place.
I don't know, a car? I don't know. Like, what the fuck?
Name two dudes that have naked pictures of you in their phone
nobody.
Right now in 2018.
You don't
nobody.
Send nudes?
No, yeah. I don't send nudes.
You a liar. Take a shot.
So nobody got
no God,
nudes, even
send,
old nudes.
Nobody got nudes. Nobody got nudes. Nobody has nudes.
Not even your boyfriend. He got none in his phone. Like, he took from his phone. Like, he wasn't in
my
his
ex,
phone.
He got a new
got
phone.
No nudes?
He got a new phone. He ain't got
but
those.
Was there nudes sent to his phone?
No.
Would he take pictures of you naked?
No.
No pictures, no video in his phone?
No.
I don't believe that shit. Yo.
Might be in my phone, but not his phone.
I don't believe that shit. Brown Holy Water, who this?
It's another call.
Brown Holy Water, who this?
Brown Holy Water, what's your question for Danny?
Name one sexual partner that you regret.
Name?
You got to name him, too.
Name.
Shh, shh, shh.
Oh, my God. I got a name.
Daddy's gone.
You want to name him?
Yo, I don't want to take another shot, though.
To name him. He might not be watching. Who cares? say his name when his dick is trash. You know what he got?
You single. Why
had a sudden change. Say his name. You know the dick was little.
It wasn't even nice. It was just
wagging. Stop singing about a man dick. Stop it.
I'm singing a song, Bill.
You kind of get it. You just borderline.
Say the name, though.
Say the name.
You protecting Philly.
Ty
who? Don't
Ty.
Lie.
You at least gotta say a hood. You can't say Ty and not say
Ty
a hood.
From Coney Island. Ty from Brownsville.
Ty
Brownsville?
From Brownsville?
He was black.
What's his last name?
I don't know.
You a liar.
You don't know?
You're a fucking
nigga.
You
fucking niggas without a last name? I don't believe
you know his last name.
Take that shot.
Come on, son. I can't afford another shot.
Take that
you're
shot, bro.
You're not going to say his name. You got to play the game. That's no point of coming
that's
here
that's the
today.
Game. You in the hot
what
seat.
What's going on today?
You only got a little bit left of the time. You doing good. You only got like 7 minutes
what's
left.
What's his name?
Ty what?
Ty.
Let's see. Oh, take the shot then. Thank you for calling, y'all.
I heard it.
No, take the shot. Take the shot.
Just drink.
You're not driving nowhere. Take the shot, bro.
Shut the fuck up, bro.
The Uber can take you anywhere drunk. Take that shot, bro.
Yo, Tanya, shut up.
Tanya, let's go. You got another question? You got another shot? I mean, you got another question? No, no, you just asked the question.
Oh, man.
I was going to ask about the regrets, but you already asked about the regrets.
Yeah, that's what we do. You got another question? Oh, you got another one? Shoot,
yeah,
go ahead, boy.
What the fuck?
Do your thing. Do your thing.
Danny, you think Tanya trying to fuck you?
What?
I don't know what Tanya's trying to do. I'm confused. Honestly, I don't understand it. I've been trying to understand it. I just don't get
but
it.
But it's a little weird.
It's weird. Like, I don't know what's happening.
I'm just asking questions. Right, one minute she feels one way, another minute she feels another way.
I just don't get it.
Brad Holy Water, what's your question for Danny?
Hey, Danny, it's Mike again. I'm back, baby.
Oh, let's go.
It's Mike again.
My mother's show.
Go ahead, shoot. Hey, leave
a
love.
I want to know, have you ever had your face painted by a guy, and did you like
it? Your face painted, meaning like come on your
shot.
Face?
Like, ejaculated on your face, blah, blah, all that.
Blah, blah.
Like, were you proud? Were you proud of it? Like,
give
the
me a shot.
Yeah, don't worry about taking that.
Shot.
On the show. It's so more important.
Do you like that?
Don't worry about that.
Take it. Come on, take a shot.
Yeah,
let's go.
Yeah. Drink
got 5
up.
Minutes left for the show.
Drink up.
Drink up.
If she dies, she dies.
Y'all made jalapeno hot seat tequila. Go get a bottle. This shit is the smoothest thing out. And it gets you where you need to be.
First of all, we're women. Let's not.
Take your shot. Stop not giving speeches, bro.
No,
we got more questions. We got more questions.
Down.
The people want to know your life.
Yo,
take
on,
your shot.
Up,
yo, my God.
I have another question ready after you take your shot. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. One more set. There you go.
Ooh, it's leaking out the side of her mouth.
Fuck last week.
You said your sex life wasn't whack. When was the last time you had sex? And was it good? Because you're single, so we want to know. When was the last time you had sex and was it good?
I'm going to take a shot for that. But it was good, so that's a half a shot. So,
so when was the last time you had sex?
It's none of your business.
If she's taking a shot, you can't ask no more. What the fuck?
I'm taking
she's taking half a shot. She has to
half
half the question. That was half the question.
But that's none of your business.
Was it 2017 at least?
Mind your business.
Oh, 2018.
Mind your business.
She said mind your business, motherfucker.
It's I see. Nigga, we trying to get the answers.
Drake,
come on.
Drake, come on. We got more questions.
The show is, come on. The show is on the end, man.
You got me fucked up.
The show is going to the end. Drake.
I got another question.
Drake, that's a half a shot.
Take your time.
Black, take. Next question. Let's go.
You hit me with the Tanya today.
No, hold on. She got a little bit.
Wait, I'm sorry. Black.
No, I'm only taking half because I answered half.
What was that?
Another caller? Another caller?
Nah.
Oh, now you're hungry. All right, go Black.
Saylin, I love you.
Hold on.
I
you
just
gotta,
want you,
you
to
have
know
to finish
that.
Up that before we
No, it's half because I answered
she took
half
the question.
Half
the question.
I got you. What's the first name of the last person that you fucked? Let's speed this shit up. What's up? What are we doing today? We just want to know his first name. She's single. Her sex life is not. You know, they be like, single don't always mean lonely. So who's cuddling with you? That's all we want to know. What's his first name? You know what I mean? We just want
to
know a first
yeah,
name. We don't know him. Now we just said we don't know him is all I'm saying. I don't got that much faith.
Are you, yo, come on. We got time. Are you taking that
yo,
shot?
Come
or
on.
You
we got things to do, sir. We got things to
shoot
do.
Shoot that shot.
Places to go. Now,
oh,
I mean,
my God, I hate
Gressy and Twin for the win. Just go ahead,
that's
man.
It.
My car's
Tanya, you got another question?
Oh, no. Y'all have this.
Tanya, you done?
No.
Drink that up. Go ahead.
Okay, let's go. I got another question. Shoot your shot.
Go ahead, drink
so
that.
Shoot your shot.
Right.
That's okay. Shoot your shot.
I hate y'all.
Let's go.
You got more questions, y'all.
Let's go. You got more questions. We only got like 3 minutes left to go for the show, baby. I have another question. When was the last time you had anal sex and did you enjoy it?
Black porn.
That's good right there, Black. That's good.
That's it. Last time I had anal sex.
Anal sex and did you enjoy it?
It was maybe like...
You lying.
No,
she
thinking.
She
thinking. It could be like a year or two ago. Did I enjoy it? Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Okay, that's good. Wait, good answer. All right.
Was you on a full stomach
or
empty stomach?
Wait. Let's go. Brown holy water. What's your question for Danny?
I just want to see her drink some more. Danny, what's your home address and your home telephone?
Why are you still on a full
stomach? That's what I'm talking about right there.
I live 56 Marcus Garvey. Brooklyn, New York, 11206.
Apartments.
They don't need to know the apartment. Once they get there, I can direct
them. Take a shot. He said full address.
Apartment 11G.
Yo, that's a real address.
I live on 11th floor. I see Queens. I see Brooklyn. I see Manhattan. I see everything. What's up?
Yo, Danny don't want a drink. Yo, Black, come on. We got another question. We got to finish our strong. 2 minutes of death. 2 minute drill. Let's go, Black. Get her.
Yo.
Get her.
I'm trying to bring it.
Channel from the sky.
What's up? What you bringing?
Channel from the sky.
Come on, Nick Cannon.
Channel from the sky.
Why do you think Tanya trying so hard to fuck me? Why? What's going on with that?
I am not trying to fuck the girl. I'm trying to understand Tanya. I don't get it. I don't understand it yet. So
is
I
she
can't
trying
even.
To? Is she trying to fuck you? Or is she trying to be you? Which one is it?
I don't know. It's not your day.
Which one do you think it is? Is it like a 50-50 thing?
It might be a 50-50 thing. I don't understand. I'm trying to understand Tanya, but I can't understand Tanya. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. One day she flirting, next day she hating.
I don't understand. I don't get it. But you know what? Let me take my glasses off because I'm kind of drunk.
What could fix it? Is it a hug? Is it like what could fix it? What's
Tanya
going on?
Tanya would have to fix it. I don't know.
Maybe she's trying to eat it.
I don't know.
Maybe she's trying to eat
you
it.
You tell me. I'm still trying to figure out the shade thing. Because the three, I think I throw shade when I'm like, I don't.
How is it that three thinks that you throw shade, but you're the only one who don't think you
because
throw shade?
Because I'm not throwing shade.
Three out of four is a 75. You definitely passing that class. I'll tell you that right now. You're definitely passing. That's a C plus.
I don't throw shade.
Last say something and it's the funniest thing ever. I don't understand. I don't get
but
it.
But I think it's I'm a funny form, nigga. It's a form of flirting.
You're not that funny.
I'm a funny nigga.
Nah, that's a fact.
I mean, if you want me, just let me know. You want me. We can talk about it after the show.
That's what I think it is. And I think it's a form of flirting. So my thing is, what are you going to do?
You flirting with me,
Taya? What are you going to do in response to
it? I don't flirt with you.
You don't. I don't know.
You was just flirting with her. You were just ready to quit your relationship.
What?
What the? I was the only one that picked that up. You were just ready to move the 56 Marcus Garvey.
I thought we're going with the whole she's allegedly bisexual thing, so I'm going to play it to the girl thing. Because, yeah, I can't play it to the girl thing. It works if a girl plays the girl thing. No? No? Oh, sorry.
So I'm trying to figure it out.
So if you were single, you wouldn't be talking to Danny?
I'm not into girls.
What the fuck?
You had mad threesomes.
But that doesn't mean I'm into girls, though. I'm heterosexual. I'm straight.
Heather?
But you're heterosexual. But you had mad threesomes. I'm trying to understand. Wait.
First of all, let's bring it
this
back
good.
In.
This is what they
no,
want
no,
to
no, hear. No, no, no. It's not. It's not. Tune in on a third Sunday next month, and we're going to find out the bottom line if Tanya really bisexual or is she a lesbian or not. No, don't figure it out now. We got mad questions, girl. I don't think you're straight either. I like it though. I don't care. I like it. In the titties. But yo, it's, I'm just saying, it's to be towards the end of our show. Let's clap it up for Danny. That was her hobby. Clap it up, yo. Danny did her thing. Clap it up. Thank you. Thank you, Danny, for participating. Well, everybody got to participate.
I'm drunk as fuck.
Next up is Makisha, aka Bad Girl Tanya. Next month, third Sunday, Jalapeno Sunday.
We
at the end of our fucking show. So here come the shout outs, y'all.
Make sure you keep that same
shut the fuck
energy,
up.
Tanya.
Yo, shut up.
Keep
now you
the energy on
she
the
says,
high.
She said she a Heather sexual. She named the bitch. I'm Heather. Hey, yo, I ain't got no voice, but we about to close up right now. Tanya, let's go. Give us some shout-outs, baby girl. Let's go. By the way, Tanya got the titties out. It's looking nice
Tanya
and scrumptious today.
Tanya always got the titties out.
Mind your business. I'm complimenting
I'm
the titties
saying.
Today. Good job
every,
today.
That's every
titties,
show.
I'm shaking hand.
Tanya, show them titties. It's every Sunday.
All right, go ahead. Wow. Shout out. Give a shout-out. Go.
Y'all are some dickheads. Anyway, shout out to this little motherfucker. Shout out to my boyfriend. Shout out to Nico. He officially launched his mobile auto spa. He's mobile now. He comes to you to the car wash it. 347-356-4855. Call or text. Level up mobile auto spa comes to you. Bad girl things still going on. Y'all give me a text. Y'all give me an email. Y'all know y'all want y'all wigs. What the fuck is wrong with y'all, son? Stop me. What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Go.
Anyway,
yo, don't be rude.
Yo, I'm sorry. season. I know y'all motherfuckers start getting y'all tax money back. Send me that email. Send me that text. Shout out to the team. Good show today. Shout out to Danny being a good sport. Was that Shade or no?
No, that was that was Tanya.
Because allegedly.
Save it. We gotta save it.
Normally, no homo, you are closing. Do you want to close it out again today?
No, I think you're leaving Danny closing.
Right, so go ahead, Black. Get your shout out there. Go ahead, get your shout out.
Listen, ladies, listen. I wanna be honest with y'all because I really fucking care. You understand?
He got his neck. When Nick you describe going.
When you describe your Danny dream guy, when you describe the guy you really want out of life, it's me.
Nobody
when
wants
When you describe the kind of car you want him to drive.
Nobody wants
you. Gressy and Twin. Boy. Y'all already know what it is. I see y'all next Sunday. March 9th, my birthday bash. Make sure y'all dead Club Taj. I put the ticket link in the bio.
Okay. This is Hefe of the group. Handsome Live. Handsome 15 Instagram. Live Brown Facebook. The face of the group. And today again, thank you, Danny. thank you, Danny, for participating in the Hot Seat Jalapeno. No real big shout outs. Just shout out to my team. Y'all, we dope. Shout out to the Facebook group, Brown Holy Water. If y'all don't know, go on Facebook and request us and request the page. Like, share, comment. If y'all appreciate us, like, share, and comment. That's how we spread love. We don't need y'all money all the time. Just say that shit. Yeah. Other than that.
And you could go to Footprints and order that Yave. You know what I mean?
See y'all next week. Share. Shout out to Yave Tequila, the jalapeno. Go get y'all, I'm saying, go get y'all a bottle. It's the smoothest thing out. Y'all see what Danny got right now. other than, like I said, we see y'all next week. Thank you. God bless. Danny, take us out. It's your time.
You know. There's two type of women in this life.
Zoom in on Danny. You gotta zoom in. Move over that way, baby. Get your camera.
Let me move over because I'm drunk. There's two type of women in this life. You got hoe culture and you got housewife culture. The difference is these hoe culture bitches be thinking that everybody acts like them. You know what I mean? That they fucking everybody else's man, that they dealing with everybody, that they just doing crazy shit, that they just acting crazy. But housewife bitches don't act like that. I'm just saying. So, yeah, I'm drunk. Yeah, y'all get this side of me. Whatever. But understand that housewife chicks don't act like that. We not housewife? Out here fuck house.
Tell him who's gonna be here next week, Danny.
I understand. Mano's gonna be here next week. Let's be clear.
Special guest Mano.
Mano's gonna be here next week. You know what I mean? I sent the kite.
That's
a fact. Okay. You know what I mean? We not out here fucking everybody else's man. Single chicks is out here, you know what I mean, being housewives regardless. Our character doesn't change just because we're single. You know what I mean? And I just want niggas to know that. You can't turn a hoe into a housewife. She's always going to be the same. I want y'all to think about that. Just take time.
Don't let that go.
I don't believe
that.
Don't
let that go over your head.
You put hoe. You put H-O and you put me and that's a home. So.
You can't turn a hoe into a housewife.
Let's wrap it up. Let's go, y'all. All
right. Let's
March 9th. Y'all already know what it is.
March 9th. Be there, y'all. Black birthday party. Club Taj. Take us out. Peace later.